So the idea that you can go online and rate a human being is not a new idea. Like even Facebook, when it started, was sort of a hot or not for college students. But earlier this year, this new app came out that sort of took this whole thing in a different direction. The app's called Lulu. The way it works is that it looks at your gender settings on Facebook. And if you're a woman, once you log into the app, you see every man that you're Facebook friends with and Yelp-like reviews of them by any woman that has ever dated that person or slept with that person or is even just friends with that person. When Lulu came out, everybody seemed to unanimously agree that it was a bad idea, but it also just seemed like an idea, like something that no one would really use in a serious way. It's now 9 months later, and Lulu has 1 million users. They say that one in four college girls is using their app. And because they have 1 million users, they have over 2.5 million reviews, because any user could rate multiple men that they know. You, if you're a guy, might have a profile right now on Lulu, whether you know it or not. Maureen O'Connor writes for New York Magazine's The Cut blog. She gave me a breakdown of just how granular these ratings get.
If he's someone you've hooked up with, it'll ask about how good he was at sex. And you'll get the breakdown of it on a 10-point scale of his sense of humor, his manners, his ambition, how good the first kiss was, how hot he is. And then you also are invited to choose from about 160 pre-written hashtags that are things like baby blue eyes or sexual panther or various descriptions that are supposed to be more colorful.
What are like the worst, not worst, that's pretty leading, but like what are the most, the thing I'm trying to ask you is if there's a hashtag about people's dicks.
There are in fact two. These were the things that initially really upset people, was that there is an A in anatomy. Keep in mind this is marketed towards college girls. And there is a big feet winking hashtag. There is in fact no negative hashtag about penis size. But the mere fact that you could do such a thing very obviously freaked people out quite a bit.
So sort of the surprising thing is that it's 8 months after it's launched, and you were going back and looking at it, and the thing that everybody expected would obviously happen, which is that it turns into just a cesspool of hateful meanness. Like, you didn't find that at all.
It was when I was looking at it, browsing it, I thought, well, this is not nearly as mean as it should be. So then we called up Lulu's internal database of people, and they said, you know, the average score across all 2.5 million men and all reviews they've gotten is 7.5
out of 10.
Out of 10. The top three hashtags were epic smile, cleans up good, and will act silly.
Those, seriously, those sound like the things that, like, very boring people. This is such a judgmental thing to say. But you know what? It sounds like a romantic comedy idea of what a,
yes.
You know what I mean?
No, it definitely does. They built the format of the app from Cosmo quizzes, like those personality quizzes. So when you're actually answering the questions, you don't actually say, oh, I give this guy a 9 for his kiss. You actually, you know, they'll say, what was the first kiss like? A, it made me tingle. B, whatever. So it's definitely that sort of old school women's magazine, just us girls talking about the boys.
When you were walking around after having looked at it, did you feel yourself like slicing guys into qualities, just talking to them in the world?
I am really not looking forward to the first time I run into the little brother of one of my friends who had an A for anatomy.
Oh,
And I
God.
just know I'm going to be so horrified and freaked out. I'm going to feel like a pervert. Hope he never listens to this too, by the way. But there are certain things that, yeah, you do sort of remember. And the hashtags are written in that sort of like cheeky Cosmo voice that gets in your head in a certain way that you're like, sexual panther. Well, now I'm going to remember that about that guy. And when I see him, I'm going to, oh God. It's like when you
Yeah.
get an unwanted, like when you accidentally see someone naked.
I find it so aggravating that someone would make a profile for me that I can't access or change.
This is what makes people like James Franco go insane, right? We're all little celebrities and cannot control what is said about us.
Yeah.
It is super weird and infuriating, I would imagine, at least.
When it came out, I tried to break into it. I changed my Facebook. Oh, God. I changed my gender to female and tried to do it. And they were like, it seems like you recently changed genders. Like, no. And they shut me out. And then I tried to make a fake Facebook profile to get on it. And they were like, huh, seems like this Facebook profile has no friends. Like, clearly you're a guy trying to break in. They
Did
didn't let
you
me
not
in.
have any female friends? Just be like, can you show me on your phone?
I thought about asking my sisters, and I was like, they don't, what if there's something there? Like, they don't want to see that. And then I asked a friend at some point, I think it was early enough that there wasn't anything for me yet, but that was like probably 8 months ago. I definitely like dated people since then who are like digital and vindictive. Not, I mean, not vindictive. People who I can imagine Yeah.
Did you check if you have a Lulu profile yet?
No, I checked
your Lulu profile, and it's actually really sad and anticlimactic. You don't have any reviews.
No, that's amazing. That's perfect. That's all I want.
In fact, when I logged in and looked at you, your profile had only been viewed once, and I think it was me.
That is great. I just want to be anonymous. I just want to be like Lulu's version of like a dude who lives in a hut and doesn't have a phone line. It's just like I feel stressed out. I don't think I'm a bad person. You think about everyone you've dated and you think about the worst conversation you had or the worst thing you did. I don't know. It's like pretty.
It's sort of like women don't like to be catcalled because just having this sort of unwanted sexual attention is embarrassing. It calls attention to something that wouldn't otherwise be called attention to. You know, if like I'm walking down the street in a skirt and some guy catcalls me, then all of a sudden everyone's looking at my skirt all at the same time. And it's kind of freaky.
Yeah.
And I think that's the effect that you get. And that's, I think, the sort of like visceral, like, oh, God, is that even if people are saying nice things about you, they're sitting there contemplating whether you have hashtag kissable lips. Everyone's looking at your mouth all of a sudden, and it's just a sort of an awkward experience.
TLDR was produced this week by me, PJ Vogt, and the Doodlebug, Alex Goldman. Our executive producer is Kat Rogers. Our engineer is Sir Andrew Dunn. Our theme song is by the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. You can find more TLDR at tldr.onthemedia.org. We tweet at TLDR. We are TLDR.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.